and I get a case of the jerks with the withdrawals. So that's not a good thing. Holy Ghost jerking, right? Turn to your neighbor and say, I love you. Turn to him and say, I love you. Turn back to him and say, in spite of you, I love you. Turn back to him and say, and I'm going to carry that over on into 2013. Hallelujah. There is a name I love to sing. Is that right? It's worth. Somebody help me. I had it this morning. I'm having a senior moment, Bishop. That's right. To my ear, that's it, Sister Sandy. The sweetest name. Let's try that again. Oh, there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing. It's worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest thing on earth. Here we go. Yes, oh. Every eye closed, every hand raised, sing it out. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Music a cappella, let's try. Well,
oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Take somebody by the hand, raise it to the heavens, let's sing it again.
Sing, oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
How I love Jesus.
Oh. The old timers used to sing this.
To me, He is so wonderful.
I know it's a little Sunday school song we used to sing years ago, but I feel the Holy Ghost in that. I want you to reach over and take somebody by the hand. I feel God's getting ready to revolutionize someone's life here at the last Sunday of 2012. God's getting ready to do something this Sunday morning. I want you to lend your faith right now. Reach over and take somebody by the hand, and I want you to lift your voice as one concerted effort, church. Come on. To our sweet visitors and guests, we're honored that you're here this morning. But I want us to lift our voices and say, Lord, have your way in my brother, my sister's heart today. Come on. Come on. God wants to baptize somebody not only in fresh faith this morning, but He wants to renew that love that He has for you. Hallelujah. He wants you to know how much He loves you. He wants you to know that He cares about you. He really does. That we don't have to be afraid of what's going to happen in the next few days or the next few weeks or the next few months if the Lord tarries. He is with us today. Hallelujah. Come on, church. I want you to pray for your neighbor right now. Come on, lift up your voice. God is in this. Come on. Yes. Come on. Lift up your voice. Come on, somebody pray. Come on, somebody pray. That's it. Somebody get a hold of the Lord right now in prayer. Come on. Reach out and pray for someone. The quickest way to receive a blessing is to be a blessing. Pray for someone to be blessed today. Come on, pray for your neighbor today. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. And I love you, Jesus. I want to renew my love for you. I want to settle at the end of this year. I do love you, Lord. I do love you. You said if we love you, we would keep your commandments, oh Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 1. I give honor to Pastor and Sister Sandy. I'll just feel like saying this. I want everybody to say, Pastor. Come on, say, Pastor. Say, Pastor Sandy. We're behind you. 110%. There's a lot of things getting ready to happen in our country and in this nation and this world, but I want to remind you very quickly this morning, the spirit of fear doesn't come from the Lord. We have nothing to fear. God is with us. He always has been. He always will be. We have nothing to fear. And I'm so privileged and thankful that I have the blessed opportunity to stand in this great desk once again this last weekend of 2012. I knew the Lord was going to bless me this year, but I just didn't know how good He was going to bless me. He was going to let me end the year in South Haven, Mississippi. That's a blessing. But it's not about me this morning. I just believe with all of my heart God is going to speak to us today and even tomorrow evening. I want to encourage you, along with Pastor and Brother Daniel, I want to encourage you, leadership of this church, to somehow, I know we have just gone through the holy day season. The Christmas season, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And this suit that I'm wearing this morning was very loose on me last week. And by the looks of some of you, never mind. We're healthy. Well, the Bible says the fat belongeth to the Lord. Oh, if that's any indication of what I'm gonna, how I'm going to preach, that's pretty blunt, wasn't it? Straightforward. But we've just gone through this season, and there's so many, and during this end of the year dash, there's lots of distractions, lots of things going on, and it's just always been that way, and it just seems like that's just the way it is. But I said that to say that if you this morning, if I could urge you, and somehow if I could convince you this morning, before we get through this morning, if I can convince you somehow this day, throughout this afternoon, and then this afternoon before service tonight, and then tonight when you go home, and then in the morning when you wake up, if you ever wanted God to speak to you, and if you ever wanted to hear a fresh rhema word from the Lord, a timely word, I would urge you to just be prayerful. And just throughout the day, whisper, God, speak to me. Speak to me. And I believe He wants to speak to His people. We need a fresh word in this hour. I heard a song the other day, and part of the words of the song was, I'm all churched out. And what the writer, I guess, was trying to say was, we need a fresh word from the Lord. I don't want just to come to church, I need a word from God. We need not only a word, we need a fresh experience with God as His people. Are you feeling what I'm saying right now? Can I get another hearty amen? And this morning, I don't want to hold you long, but you don't want to miss this evening. And tomorrow night, I really believe the Lord's given me a word. I don't know exactly what our schedule will be tomorrow evening, but I know that if I have an opportunity to say something, I've got something to say tomorrow evening, Lord willing. But this morning, I want to remind all of us as the church, the people of God, that if we're not careful, we'll forget just how much He loves us. I'm not talking about what you think we know, what we think we know. I want to challenge you to a fresh understanding of how much Jesus loves me. Somebody just say that with me right now. Say, Jesus loves me. Say it again. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus loves us. And so for the next few minutes, I know it's Sunday morning in South Haven, and I don't know where you're coming from this morning, where you've been mentally, where you've been emotionally, where you've been. I don't know. I talked with a lady. I went. We've got a little place in Alexandria, Louisiana. It's not even a restaurant. It's like a little stand, a walk-up stand. You drive up. And how many's ever heard of Chitlins? And they make a mean sausage po' boy. Uncle BB, where'd BB King go? Hallelujah. So he's going to get a po' boy sandwich. Hallelujah. And this lady in there, she's a good God-fearing woman. And I went there the other day, and when I'm in town, I'll run by there and get something. And she looked at me and she said, Preacher, she said, I'm going to tell you something. She said, Brother Sandy, she says, I have had so many people walk up and order their food, and I'll ask them how they're doing. And said, it's Christmas season, she says. And they walk up and they look at me and she said, well, it could be better. Everything going wrong, this and that. And she said, I just tell them to shut up. Yeah, she says, yeah, I want your money, but shut up. Well, she's pretty blunt. She said, I looked at them and she said, I'd tell every one of them. She said, Preacher, this is what I've been telling everybody. She said, I've been telling everybody, Jesus loves you. You're blessed. You woke up this morning.
You got something to eat.
See, we forget the basics a lot. We're reaching for a mighty dollar, another position, and going for the gold. And God says, I'm just looking for someone that'll just sit down with me and just stop everything and be thankful for what we've already got. She said, preacher, I've been telling people you need to be thankful for what He has already done for you. I know I'm taking a little time right now, but my heart is grateful this morning. I may not be going to Paris next week. I may not own a mansion on a hill this morning, and I may not have a bank full of money this morning, but I tell you what, I'm rich. I'm rich, and I'm not the only one. I am looking, these two eyes of mine are looking at a house full of wealthy people this morning. What do you mean, preacher? We've got a God that loves us, and anything we need, He is. I just need three people. I know it's a little different request. I just need about three people step out of your pew right quick like and in the aisle and say, God, I thank You for Your many manifold blessings. I thank You, Jesus, for all of Your provisions to my life and to my family. I thank You, Lord. I thank You for life and that more abundantly. I thank You for health and strength this morning. I thank You for my family. Somebody just lift up your hands and say, thank You, Lord, for my family. Oh, I'm just looking for one or two people that's got a heart bursting forth full of thanksgiving right now. Just let it out right now. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let a rain of a hushatalabahaya. Come on, is it in your spirit this morning? Is there a praise in your spirit? Is there a thanksgiving in your spirit this morning? Let it exude from your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love You, Jesus. I love You, Jesus. I love You, Jesus. Isaiah 59 and 1. The Bible says, behold, let's read it together, shall we, aloud, collectively. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Let's read that again. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. It's in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, I believe it is. I believe that's the scripture. Hebrews 7, 25. Wherefore, let's read it together aloud, shall we? Wherefore, He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth. He ever liveth to make. He ever liveth. God ever liveth to make intercession for them. Turn to your neighbor and say, what a revelation. Said Jesus has been praying for you. Wow. The one that saves me is praying for me. Interceding. Just food for thought, Bishop Sandy. I thought about it in prayer the other day. I thought, oh God. Sister Sandy, I thought of this and I thought of you even. I thought, God, I would love to get back to the day in the church where there's people that are actually praying, interceding, crying out to God, moaning and groaning. Folks, this is not Walmart. This is the house of the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, no one, say it again, no one is beyond the reach of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? I want to convince you the next few minutes. I've not come with a great revelatory message this morning. I'm going to bring us back to an old revelation, if you will. And I'm being very simple on purpose this morning. It seems like God is challenging me just to be simple. We try to complex so much of the time. And I know the Lord has spoken this to my spirit He's put this in my heart. But I just wonder, here it is. I just wonder who it is this morning in the house. Pentecostal, I'm talking to you, my friend. Brother, sister, sweet visitors. If you've ever prayed a prayer in the recent days and weeks, God, do you even really know? Do you know? We know He does, but in our humanity, we just let it leak out this way. Lord, do you really know where I'm at? Do you know what's really going on in my mind, in my spirit, in my family, with me? If you've ever prayed that prayer, this message is for you this morning. Even, what an oxymoron, and I'm going to let you be seated here just a moment. But even Pentecostals, and I know this is going to sound a little contradictory, but Brother Daniel, even the Lord can reach a Pentecostal. You have to be in church for a while to understand and appreciate that. I don't know about you, but I need the Lord to reach down where I'm at. And this is what my message is in short. It don't matter where I'm at, where I think I'm at. I promise you, the word of the Lord this morning is He has a way. When we don't know how to reach up to Him, He has a way of reaching down to me right where I'm at. And He wants to help somebody today. He wants to lift you up out of that despondent, disparaging pit, if it is, that you're in. Turn to your neighbor one more time and say, no one's beyond the reach of Jesus Christ. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. How many is going to help me? Thank you for standing so long. Brother Motes, is it Brother Motes that was here, the evangelist? Minister, God bless you, brothers. It's so good to meet you this morning, all of you. God bless you. I don't care. It doesn't matter what you've done. Turn to your neighbor and say, it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how bad we've been. It doesn't matter what kind, and I'm speaking to you, Pentecostal. It doesn't matter what kind of thoughts that are ungodly that you have thought in your mind. And oh, let me say, we need a revival of a renewing in our minds. Oh, that was all three of you. Let me try that again. We need our minds to be renewed. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Who said living for God wasn't sacrificial? Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy. How many still believes holiness is as unto the Lord? How many believes, be ye holy? For I, the Lord God, am holy. How many believes it still takes holiness? I want to be holy. And holiness means there are certain ways that I live. There are certain things that I do. And then there are certain things that I don't do. I just wonder, does anybody still in South Haven believe in holiness this morning? How many believes in being holy? We don't serve an unholy God. We serve a holy God. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. I've come to tell you this morning, well, let me finish that scripture. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Somebody just put your hand on your head and say, God, I need you to unclutter my mind. I need you to cleanse my mind. Somebody just stand up real quick and say, God, renew my mind. Lord, touch my mind. Help me to think right. Help me to have the right perspective in my mind. Come on, right now, every high thought, casting down every imagination and high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I want to think the way You want me to think, Lord. Come on, somebody shout it out, Lord. I want You to renew my mind. I want to think the way You want me to think. I don't want to have fearful thoughts. I don't want to be afraid. I want to think thoughts of peace. I want to think on good things. I want to think on the report of the Lord. What is the report of the Lord? The report of the Lord says, I'm healed. Oh, I wish somebody that's been battling sickness right now would just stand your feet and say, in the name of Jesus, God's Word still, use that word still, God's Word still says, I am healed. Ah, by His stripes. Come on, somebody. I'm healed by His stripes. Oh, I'm healed. Somebody clap your hands and say, I'm going to start thinking healing thoughts in my mind. I'm going to ponder the Word of the Lord. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. I need three people to stand up and shout, I declare healing in this house of worship. Come on, I declare healing in this house of worship. In the mighty name of Jesus, be thou healed in Jesus' name. Mind, body, soul, spirit. Clap your hands to the Lord and shout, in Jesus' name, I want a God perspective. Renew my mind. You may be seated. It doesn't matter if we've been thinking. Listen, here I've come to tell you, we have been so plagued in this world that we live in as the people of God with unholy and ungodly thoughts. Our thought life, it may get a little quiet, but our thought life for most people is the pits. Our minds, it is so vitally important, and this is not exactly what I've come to preach, this is not in my notes, but I feel it in the Holy Ghost. The armor of God is still vitally important to a child of God. The helmet of salvation. Oh, the helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. My loins girt about with truth. Shield of faith. Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. My feet shod with a preparation with peace. The peace of God walking in peace. Turn to your neighbor and say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. But what I've come to tell you this morning is it doesn't matter what your thought life has been perhaps lately, if it's not where it needs to be. And then with that, it doesn't matter what we have done or where we have been or what we have said even. Whether you're saved or whether you're unsaved this morning, my message this morning is very simple. And here it is. Jesus forgives. Too early to run around the church, Brother Bullock. I'm excited to know that it don't matter where I've been or what I've done. Jesus still loves me and He still forgives me of, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in that. Of whatever it is that I've been dealing with in my life. I need about seven people. Stand up and clap your hands and thank God for His powerful forgiveness to my life. Somebody thank God for His forgiveness. How many is happy about the power of the blood of Jesus this Sunday morning? Somebody shout, it's the blood of Jesus shed for you and me. I feel like preaching right now. Brother Daniel, can I preach for a few minutes right now? Can I preach, brother? Can I preach? Somebody shout, preach, preach your hallelujah. There is not a more powerful text to me, really, in all of the entire Bible. And I love it because it brings joy to my heart this morning. And it doesn't allow, this is what I understand about this scripture that we read this morning. It doesn't allow for anything better. It doesn't allow for anything stronger or further. It doesn't allow for anything beyond that than Jesus Christ. I want you to know that in this room here today, there is not an individual that is beyond the reach of Jesus Christ. You may think, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. You may think that your mind and your life is so complex. And you may be contending with ungodly spirits or a devil from hell itself trying to convince you that you are becoming quickly an untouchable. And that it's so complex and it's so messed up that there is not any way that the Lord can even touch you, much less renew you and bring you back to that place that perhaps you once were in the Lord. But I got news for you this morning. There is not an individual that is beyond the reach of Jesus Christ. The text of Scripture says it all. It is simple. It is settled. And I will use this word choicely this morning. It is satisfactory. No less of a remedy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No less. No less of a remedy could redeem humanity. But when you look at sin, everyone say sin. When you look at sin, what is sin? It is whatever that separates us from our Maker. When you look at sin, and when you look at death, and when you look at the judgment, these three are all realities. They're unavoidable. We have to contend with them. We have to deal with them. Sin, death, and judgment. These are all realities. Let me tell you, there is sin. Oh God, Satan is having a revival here in this old world today. There is sin, and let me tell you, it is appointed to the man once to die. And allow me to tell you also and remind you that then after that, there is a judgment. And these are more than just a bad dream. These three are. They are more than just a passing sickness. They are rude, and they are demanding sin, death, and the judgment. They will not yield. You hear me this morning. They will not. Without a doubt, they will not yield to the president. They will not yield to Congress, to your banker. They will not yield to your physician. They will not yield to your attorney. They will not yield to your preacher. But all three of these will yield to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 7:24. This man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. You are not dealing today with Jesus Christ, with just mortal man. When you're dealing with Jesus Christ, you're not dealing with mortal man. 7:26, and I read, for such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. You're not dealing today or this morning with a creed. You're not dealing today with a committee or a church board. You're not dealing today with anyone that you think you know out there like that out there. But in verse 27, we're dealing with who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice. First for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. I don't know about you this morning, but on this last Sunday of 2012, I stand here this morning, I am standing amazed, still amazed at what Calvary still means to humanity. It is still valid. It is still satisfactory. It is still potent. It is still real. And I stand here this morning thanking God for Calvary. I thank God for the blood.
It affords you and me salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am redeemed. And I thought about this message this morning as I was getting ready to come to church in the hotel room. And I thought, oh God, Brother Sandy, how often do we really think? I don't want it just to be once a year on Easter Sunday. I thought about it at the close of this year, this last Sunday of 2012. And I thought about the fact that we are redeemed. Oh, I just stopped everything this morning and I lifted up my hands and I said, God, I thank You that no one, no thing, nothing anywhere else has redeemed us but You, oh God. We are redeemed and we have hope. Jeremiah 29:11. He says, I have thoughts about you and they're not evil. He said, thoughts to prosper you and bless you and give you a hope and an expected end. My hope is still in Jesus Christ. Our hope has been in Jesus Christ. And our hope will still be in Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I want to shut everything down this morning and say, thank God I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm looking for three people to stand up right now and shout with me, thank God for the blood! Come on, clap your hands, church. I feel the Holy Ghost wanting to break in on us right here today. You can do better than that. Come on, somebody clap your hands and shout unto God with the voice of redemption. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? There's a fresh anointing coming today. I say to you this morning, I'm not going to be long. Jesus Christ's record makes the best defense lawyer in the world look envious. Jesus has never failed a client. Ooh. Jesus has never, Bishop, Jesus has never lost a case. Will stand before every devil in hell and win. You know how I know that? Turn to him and say, the reason we know that is you're here this morning. Woo! Heaven maketh intercession. Heaven maketh intercession. Come on, I'm not appealing to your mind this morning. I'm appealing to somebody's spirit. I'm appealing to somebody's heart. Thank you, my brother from California. Hallelujah! Somebody shout, thank God for the blood! If it wasn't for the blood, where would we be this morning? He has won for the sinner, grace. Someone shout, God's amazing grace. He has won for the tormented, peace. I have been tormented this year in my mind, and you don't know this, and I'm being very transparent here, but this summer, there was about 6 weeks this year, Sister Sandy, that I was so tormented as a man of God, you're a preacher, you're an evangelist, been at it for 20 years now, yes, but I was dealing with a depression, and I was dealing with a tormenting demon trying to get the best of me, if you will. I don't mean to frighten anybody, but my mind was being tormented. But wait a minute, when I finally kept going to God and laying my mind on the altar, He won for me peace. He says, I'm granting you peace. I'll tell you, He gave me peace. I just want to stop right here. Is there anybody here that the enemy's brought fear to you and he's tormenting you in your mind? I've come to tell you on this beautiful Sunday morning, there's still peace. He gave you peace a long time ago. Do you think He's run out of peace? Do you think at the end of this year, He's left peace alone? No, not on your life. I need three people. Step out of your pew and say, God, flood this church house with your peace. He said, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Oh, but peace I give unto you. Salamahaya. Elamahala bahandalaboho. Elamahaya. Sister, peace. Peace. Take somebody by the hand and say, may God's peace flood your mind today. Come on, somebody praise Him right now. Somebody praise Him right now. Somebody lift up your voice right now. Somebody lift up your voice right now. Halabanalabah through the Holy Ghost. Let it break. Let God break it upon you right now. He's one peace. He's one peace for a tormented mind. He's one divine strength for the weak. That's it. Halabahaya, halabahaya. Come on, somebody, come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, that's it. Brother Daniel, lay your hand on your wife right there. On her forehead. I need one sister, one lady, just quick. I want you to run and I want you to lay hands on your pastor's wife. Come on, quick, lay hands on Sister Sandy right there. God bless you for it. Come on, we got to hurry, we got to move, we got to go. But God's here today. There's no one beyond the reach of Jesus. He can reach a Sunday school teacher this morning. He can reach you this morning. He can even reach a preacher this morning. There's no one. Oh, I don't care. I'm laying it all on the line today for you. God, it don't matter where you're at today. God has a way of reaching you. His ear is not deaf. His arm is not short. He says, I'll reach you right where you're at. Come on, lift your hands, every eye closed, and somebody worship the Lord. That's it. So I know I got the right. I know, Bishop, I know I got the right message this morning. There's some serious, deep feelings. There's a burdensome situation going on. I feel it in the atmosphere of many people in this house. But God is wanting to let somebody, if I can somehow in my feeble attempt to convince you, it don't matter where you're at. God, if you will open up the door, just open up, crack it just a little bit. If you'll just open the window just a little bit, He will come in. He'll bring peace. He'll give you strength. I've come to tell you, if you're battling sickness and disease in your body this morning, I want you to step out of your pew right now. I'll tell you, if you're battling sickness and pain and disease and malady in your body, illness in your body, I've come to tell you, Jesus Christ has won for the disease and healed. He has won for you health and strength. I'm telling you this morning, you got to believe the man of God. Jesus will win the verdict for you. He alone stands between you and the consequences of your sins, of your sickness, of your disease, of your torment in your mind. I've come to tell you, He's here. He's here. He's here. And no one, absolutely no one is exempt from His arm reaching out and touching you today. I'm talking to a sinner right now. I'm talking to somebody to help me pray right now. I'm talking to a backslider right now. I'm talking to someone that's a lukewarm saint of God right now. There is no sin. There is no deception. There is no perversion. There is no immorality. There is nothing that I can get to you once the blood of Jesus has been applied to your life. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? That's where I'm headed with it this morning. It's the blood. Somebody lay your hand on somebody right now and say, I plead the blood. It's an Old Testament thing, but it's a New Testament thing. I plead the blood. You may sin, but when you repent, it's just as if you had never sinned. That sin is washed away. I plead the blood. I feel like I'm preaching to somebody here today that you've disappointed yourself. You've disappointed your spouse. You've disappointed your family. You've been disappointed in your walk with God. You've let everybody else down, including yourself, and you feel like a failure. But this morning, your evangelist has come to tell you, I don't care how bad you've been. It doesn't matter what you've said. It doesn't matter what you've done. You can be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Of the Lamb. Of the Lamb. Of the Lamb slain. Of the Lamb slain. Of the Lamb slain. Of the Lamb slain. Of the Lamb, the blood. We got to get the blood, Pastor. Bishop, God's dealing with me about these old timers, what they used to preach. I know I'm only 40 years old. Next month, January 17th, I'll be 41. But God's dealing with me about these old timers and what they used to preach. They pled the blood. I want you right now to take somebody by the hand. I want you to take your family member by the hand right now. Take your spouse. Take your wife. Take your husband and say, come on out of this pew. Let's go to the front right now. And while you walk up here, I want you to hold each other's hands. And I want you to say, I plead the blood. I plead the blood over my marriage. I plead the blood of Jesus over my wife. I plead the blood of Jesus over my husband. I plead the blood of Jesus over my family. I plead the blood of Jesus over my children. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mom and my daddy. I plead the blood of Jesus over my church. I plead the blood of Jesus over my house. I plead the blood of Jesus over my ministry. I plead the blood of Jesus over the calling God has placed on my life. Devil, you're not going to take it away. You're not going to take it away. You're not going to take it away. Not going to take it away. Not going to take it away. There's a fresh anointing coming to you and your wife. Y'all raise your hands, Brother Daniel. It's a fresh anointing. This brother right here. This brother right here. Brother, raise y'all's hands right there. There's a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. Raise y'all's hand. Raise your hand right there. There's a fresh touch right now. There's a touch of God on the mind. I rebuke you, devil. Come on, somebody lift your voice right now. Say, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I'm preaching to somebody. I'm preaching to a Pentecostal that walked in here and thought you were going to be exempt from the Word of God. That there's nothing a preacher could preach that could touch me. Because you've been at where you at so long. Well, I got news for you. The devil is a liar. It don't matter where you've been in your mind. It don't matter what corner the adversary has backed you in. I am preaching to every human being in this house today. God can and will reach you right where you are at. And I'm telling you, He will deliver you. It's real. God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. God's making ways for you. Come on, somebody reach over. Lay your hand on somebody. God's making ways. God's reaching you where no one else could touch you. Where no one else could reach you. He's healing your psyche. He's healing your emotions right now. Somebody raise your hand and say, God, I receive healing for my emotional psyche. For my mind. There is therefore now, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I've come to tell you that lying devil told you that you wasn't in the Lord. Let me tell you something, devil. They are in the Lord. Lift up your hands and say, I am in the Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation that are in the Lord, that are in Christ Jesus. You're not condemned by Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you what you have been. And this is my message this morning. You've been redeemed by the blood. Somebody shout, I'm redeemed by the blood. I'm lifted by the blood. I'm saved by the blood. I've been healed by the blood. I'm not talking. Somebody ought to leap for joy right now. I've been delivered by the blood. I'm being set free by the blood. I'm being changed by the blood. I'm being made whole by the blood. There's nothing like the blood of the Lamb. Shout it out all over this house. I am redeemed. Come on, pray. Turn around to someone, lay your hands on them, pray. 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 Lift your voice. Pray. 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 Cry out to God. Oh God. Oh God, give us a revival of your people crying out to you again. Somebody cry out to God. That's it, brother. Somebody lay hands on that brother right there. Somebody lay hands on him right there. Peace like a river that attendeth my soul. Somebody raise your hands, close your eyes. The peace like a river attend to my soul right now, Jesus. There it is.
If God can reach a preacher tormented in his mind, He can reach anybody. Oh God. Church, I feel deliverance in this house right now. I want you to reach over and lay your hand on somebody. I want you to say it 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Say, I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We're redeemed. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus! What can make me whole again? Apparently whoever wrote that song needed to be made whole again. Is that where you are at this morning? Are you in need of being made whole again? What can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Nothing! We've tried everything else! Nothing! We've gone everywhere else! Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Come on, lift your voice, church. Come on. Come on, come on, somebody, let it out. Let it out, let it out, let it out, let it out. Come on, lift your voice. That's it, let it out, let it out, brother. Let it. That's it, God's touching this family. God's touching it. Brother, lay hands on that brother up behind you. Ayalama, yalama. Ilama, mama, mama, mama. La la la. I need a couple of brethren to lay hands on this brother right here. Come on, lay hands on this brother right over here, right over here, right over here. Right there, right there. There's a deliverer. Brother, you came here. The devil had you down this morning. The devil tried to depress you, but the devil is a liar. Sha-ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. He tried to confuse. That's it. That's it. That's it, mother. That's it, sister. Shatayalamahaya. Hayalalalalalalalabahaya. Sherabakotayalamahaya. Sheramokotaba. Shitayalaboko. Ilabokotayalamahaya. Shorabakotayalama. Sharamokotayalamahaya. Settled. Somebody raise your hands and close your eyes and say, God, I want to settle some outstanding issues in my life this morning. Come on, what would happen if this last Sunday morning of 2012 we would settle some things in our mind? And one thing, I feel like my assignment from heaven this morning to help settle it in somebody's spirit and mind is, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I want you to close your eyes again. Holy Ghost is moving. Holy Ghost is moving. Holy Ghost is moving. Plead the blood over your brother. I plead the blood over your mind, sister. I plead the blood over you. I plead the blood. Come on, everybody, raise your hand again. I just feel the Holy Ghost. The enemy is fighting this morning so hard because he don't want you to leave here with that peace. He doesn't want you to leave here with the love of God flowing, the true, pure love of God. How will they know? How will the world know you're my disciples as you have love one to another? Oh, let it go. Come on, church. You're doing great. You're doing great, church. Come on. That's it back there. That's it back there. Let it go. Let it go. Out of your belly shall flow a river of living water. Come on, come on, every eye closed, every hand raised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
look at sin, it looks like we have to lose. It looks like we have to pay the penalty for us to enjoy the benefits of His grace. But you don't have to pay the penalty. He's already paid it for us. All we have to do is what I've been asking you to do the last 5 minutes, and that's obey God. And that's very, very simple. Here's what I want us to do right now. Every eye closed, every hand raised. I want you to help me right now. We're not going to let the enemy take anything away from us today. I want you right now to close your eyes and raise your hands. And this is what I want everybody to do, starting with the Pentecostals first. Come on, lukewarm saint of God. Come on, religious individual. Come on, backslider. Come on. Come on, those of you that know you're not where you need to be in God. This is what I want every human being in this house under the sound of my voice right now. This is what I want you to do. I want you to repent of any sin in your life right now. God's fixing to take us higher. Come on, somebody say, we're going higher. We're going higher. Come on, we're going higher. I want you to raise your hands, close your eyes, and I want you, if you have to do it quietly or whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, but I want you to start repenting right now of any sin, of any known sin, of any unknown sins, of anything that's there. I want you very quickly to take inventory of your life. Come on, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to that religious, and I'm talking to you, Pentecostal. Yes, you. Hallelujah. Come on, repent. If you're here today and you need to repent of your sins, we'll take you to this watery grave called a baptismal tank. We will with joy baptize you in Jesus' name. Repentance is death, and when you die, you get buried, and that's when we baptize you in the name of Jesus. We're the only church that don't baptize for church membership. We baptize you to remit or to wash away sins. That's a watery grave. When you ask God to forgive you, you go to this grave and we bury you, and then we've got the promise of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Holy Ghost gives you the utterance, and you're born again. And Jesus said, except a man is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot or see enter the kingdom of heaven. Paul said in Romans 14 and 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness. It is peace. Someone say righteousness. Say peace. Say it's joy. But where is it? He said, it's in the Holy Ghost. And today, if you need peace, if you're anemic where it comes with regards to righteousness, if you need joy in your life, I'm preaching a very simple but profound message. It's found in the Holy Ghost. Raise your hands. I want you right now to start yielding your spirit to the Holy Ghost. And come on. Somebody start speaking in tongues as God's Spirit gives you utterance right now. Come on, yield to the Holy Ghost. Come on. Doesn't matter what religion or what denomination you put over your name. Come on. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost! Real quickly, reach over and lay your hand on your neighbor one more time. And I want you to pray for them until they begin to speak with other tongues as God's Spirit gives utterance. God's renewing peace. I feel it so strong right now, Pastor Sandy. I feel God is renewing someone's peace right now. God's reaching down in your soul right now. And He's healing you. Some of your family members have hurt you this Christmas season. You feel wounded in your spirit. God's healing that. God's healing that right now. Will you let Him? Go ahead. Why not? Why not? Why not? Go ahead. Let Him heal you. That's it, sister. That's it over there. Go ahead. That's it back there. Let it go. That's it, brother. God's doing it. God's doing it right now. He's doing it, brother. Can you feel it? Do you know it? Woo! Yes!
in the name of Jesus.
A crimson stream of blood.
Yes.
Oh, and it flows from Calvary.
We got authority over disease. We have authority over devils. We have rightful power and authority over the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. You can ask anything in Jesus' name, and Jesus still says, I'll give it to you. Nothing like the name of Jesus and the precious blood. Come on, somebody, the Holy Ghost is moving right now. Can you feel that? Can you feel the holy ripple? The flow, I tell you, the wave.
As
it were. I feel it. Woo! Somebody ought to make up in your mind. Yes, God is still on the throne. My hope is not lost. He is reaching me right where I'm at. In my mind. In my life. And He's delivering and He's healing and He's touching me and He's renewing that hope for my future in Him. Don't you ever forget this. God is able to save the worst sinner that has ever been. Jesus saves. He'll leave the 99 and go look for the one.
Which reads crimson stream of blood. Oh, and it flows.
It flows from Calvary. Throne of God.
Oh, yes,
they are sweet. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It says on Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sin's demands were paid, and the rays of hope for tomorrow across our path were laid. When gloom and sadness whisper, you've sinned, no use to pray, I look away to Jesus, and he tells me what to say. I see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary. Its waves, which reach the throne of God, are sweeping over me.
Oh.